you know me well. I've seen you, little Stephen and Joanna, around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking after me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would have sold him to you if I could, I just have kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Standing at the home plate, and he's waiting for you to come in. Make mornings crust easy.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. Even a triple's
cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Very swing,
right two.
And the pitcher's dipsy doo. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it, the right three.
Fans are tearing up the chairs, but what the heck, who cares? It's a beautiful day for a ball game, for a ball game today. If you and I are out of dollars and cents,
oh honey, we can always share a little hope in the fence.
It's a beautiful day for the ladies, so throw all your dishes away. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today. At the ball game, a wonderful ball game today. Wow!
Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you for another night of baseball for the boys in black and gold. Game 3 of 6 in this road trip to Lakeland for the Baby Buckos. And coming off a great performance last night in which the Marauders took a 10-5 victory. Six separate players with runs batted in. 8 of 9 in the batting lineup, all reaching base at one point or another throughout the ballgame. In this lineup that looks to pick up the Marauders' third win of the season and push them to 500. Starts with Jesus Castillo leading off, the switch hitter playing at shortstop. And Manuel Torero returns to the lineup looking for his first hit of the season. Still, he'll start in center. Davies Nadal bats third, plays at second base. Jack Brannigan, who has been hot as a pistol this series, 4-for-9 in the so far with a triple and two stolen bases. He cleans it up, plays third. Shaylin Polanco, Pirates number 27 prospect, bats fifth and DHs tonight. Wyatt Hendry bats sixth, moves down to first base for his duties defensively this evening. Harry Custodio bats seventh and plays in left. He picked up a sac fly RBI in last night's contest. Giovanni Planchart, who seems to have found his swing after a 2-for-4 game yesterday, bats eight and catches. And Braylon Bishop, a late addition to the lineup, bats ninth and plays in right field. Troy Melton, the right-handed pitcher from Newport Beach, California, and number 18 Detroit Tigers prospect, gets the start tonight for Lakeland. He started in their first series of the week and on the road at Tampa. 4.5 ERA for him and four innings pitched. He allowed a home run, striking out seven in four innings and allowing no free bases. And that's been the Achilles heel of this Lakeland team defensively. They've walked 11 in this series, striking out just 15. Free bases capitalized on the Marauders in a big way last night. Defensively, Lakeland go with Rothenberg behind the plate, Jenkins at first, Navigado, a rehabber from AA at second, Santana at short, Luke Gold plays at third, number 19 Tigers prospect, Johnson in left, Pellegrin in center, and Stephenson out in right. Marauders in their road grays, black numbers with gold outline. Tigers in their alternate blue home jerseys with white pants and blue caps. First pitch of the game, Jesus Castillo watches one well below the zone for ball one, and we're underway at 6:30 on the button. Sunny skies. Castillo watches the next offering below the zone, 2-0. A welcome change to the weather we've had here the first few games. Strong wind blowing, though, out to right center field. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Castillo takes one at the knees for strike one, called by our home plate umpire Justin Hopkins, relaying the automatic balls and strikes tonight. Connor Crowell mans the bases in our two-man umpiring duo this evening. The 2-1 pitch. Castillo takes a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at the belt for strike two. Jesus 3-for-7 in the series. RBI, three walks to his name as well. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Melton. Hard hit line drive. Base hit into right field past the diving glove of the second baseman, Navigado. Jesus Castillo stays hot at the plate. Leads off the ballgame with a single for the Marauders. Ball was smoked off Jesus' barrel there. Got a hearty helping of that 98-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate and just turned on it through the right side. registered at 96 miles an hour off the bat. Next pitch, first pitch of the at-bat to Emmanuel Terrera, is a fastball spiked in the dirt as he showed to Bunn. Ends up at the backstop in a wild pitch. Moves Jesus Castillo up to second base. Six pitches into the game, the Marauders with a man in scoring position. This would be a great time for Emmanuel Terrero to get his first hit of the season. He was 0 for 3 on Tuesday night, 0 for 14 on the year. Castillo takes an unopposed lead off the bag at second. Third baseman Gold playing up on the grass for Lakeland. 1-0 pitch, Terrero takes an inside fastball, just misses the outside black of the plate. A ball in the count, 2-0 to Terrero. Melton the righty working out of the stretch. Offset stance, left leg split out from the other. Next pitch, breaking ball looped into the zone, taken all the way by Terrero for strike one. Lakeland pitching staff with a 5.5 ERA through the first two games of the series. Melton fires a pickoff throw to second. That one gets away and into center field. Moving up to third on the errant pickoff throw is Castillo. He takes a wide turn around the bag as the ball was bobbled when it was thrown in by the center fielder Pellegrin. So a wild pitch moved Castillo to second. Now an errant pickoff throw out of the hand of the pitcher Melton has him standing 90 feet away from plating the first run of the game for Bradenton. E1. Melton with nobody to blame but himself there on that one. Next pitch, Trejo takes a wild swing and a miss at a fastball right down the middle for strike two. Pulled his chin out of the swing. Kind of went one-handed at it as he moved the bat low to high, really trying to elevate that middle-middle fastball. 2-2, nobody out. Runner on third for Bradenton. Hard hit ground ball towards second. Castillo's going to come home and try to score. The throw to the plate has him out by 5 feet. Jesus hesitated far too long when deciding whether or not to come home on that one. Gave the second baseman Navigado more than enough time to fire an on-target strike to the catcher Rothenberg. Ball was at the plate before Castillo even began his slide into the dish. So an early run scoring chance goes to waste for Bradenton. Terrero does reach first on the fielder's choice. Infield wasn't even playing back there for Lakeland. If Castillo had taken off right as it left the bat, he would have scored by a hearty couple of feet. Davies Nadal to the plate now, and he swings and misses at a belt-high fastball for strike one. Score it 4-2 on the putout at the plate. Hate to see such a good early run scoring chance go to waste for the Marauders. The 0-1, Nadal shows bunt, breaking ball catches the outside corner for strike two called. Terrero the runner on first. Did his job with a hard hit ground ball to the right side of the infield, exactly what you want with a runner on third and less than 2 outs, but just a split second where Castillo thought about staying on the bag and that was the deciding factor. The 0-2, Nadal pops one up in the infield, but it travels foul and out of play over the Marauder dugout. Count holds at no balls and two strikes to Davies Nadal. Nadal with a double and three RBI so far this season. 1-for-8 at the plate. Was 0-for-3 on Tuesday night. Did swipe a bag. The 0-2 again from Melton. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nadal chases a fastball below the zone and is set down for the second out of the inning. Jack Brannigan to the plate now. Third baseman, 4-for-9 in the series, tripled last night in a 2-for-4 outing for him. Also stole two bases yesterday evening, 6-for-18 on the season. Two outs with Terrero on first, the first pitch to Brannigan. Breaking ball, misses upstairs, a ball in the count, 1-0. It has been a treat to watch Jack Brannigan work with the bat at the plate both Tuesday night and yesterday night. The 1-0. Brannigan takes an outer half fastball that eats up a meaty part of the zone for strike one, the count even. Terrero dancing around the bag at first. Does have a stolen base on the season. Melton, the righty for Lakeland, set. He'll fire a pickoff throw to first. This time the pickoff throw is on target, but Torero's back with a head-first slide. Plenty of time for the Marauder base runner to get in there safely. No score in the top of the first inning here. Game 3 of 6 in this series between the Flying Tigers and your Marauders. The 1-1 pitch to Brannigan from Tony Melton. Torero takes off, pitches in the dirt. And that gives Torero plenty of time to move up to second. They're calling that a foul ball. It might have hit Brannigan in the knob of the bat. No argument from Jack. It goes down as strike two. Torero's got to return to first. Ball and two strikes now to Brannigan. Two gone in the inning. Melton trying to work out of the early trouble he's faced here. The pitch, Torero goes. Brannigan rolls one to the left side. Gold fields it, belt high, throw to first in time to retire Brannigan and end the top half of the inning. The Marauders put a man on third with nobody out but fail to convert the early run scoring option. No runs on one hit. An air charge against the Flying Tigers, and Bradenton leave a man on base. We go to the home half. Marauders and Tigers scoreless on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at bradentonmarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Lecom Park. The Bradenton Barba Negras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barba Negras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at bradentonmarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you as we go to the bottom half of the first inning here at Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, Tiger Town, USA. Stephenson, Santana, and Navagado set to start the ball game at the plate for Lakeland. Alessandro Urcolani, the San Marinese right-hander, gets the start for Bradenton. First offering misses well below the zone for ball one. Urcolani in the Complex League in 2022 posted a 1.19 ERA in 30 innings pitched. Struck out 39, walked 20. Opponents batting 184 against him. 0-1 fastballs fouled off, shot straight into the Tiger dugout on the first base side. Foul for strike one. Urcolani, the only San Marinese citizen to sign a professional baseball contract in the United States in the history of the game. His 1-1 breaking ball finds a home on the outer half for strike two taken. Played in the Little League World Series for the Europe and Africa region as a youngster and was named to Italy's 2023 World Baseball Classic roster. Next pitch, 1-2 breaking ball bounces in the dirt, Planchart drops and blocks. Nobody on base, so no harm, no foul, but the count even at 2-2 to Stephenson. The batter 0-for-8 in the series. 0-for-4 on both Tuesday and Wednesday night. Urcolani's 2-2. Hard hit ground ball. Base hit into right field, traveling all the way down the line and into the corner. Stephenson thought about heading for second, but a great job by Braylon Bishop starting in right field tonight to cut that one off before it reached deep into the corner by the foul pole. It's a leadoff single for Stephenson and brings Santana to the plate. He's 1-for-5 in the series, has come around to score 3 runs. A pair of walks to his name as well. 2-for-13 on the young season thus far. One on, nobody out. First pitch from Urkelani to Santana, misses outside for ball one. Urkelani features a fastball slider changeup mix. Righty out of the stretch, runner goes for second. Planchard's throw down is not going to beat the runner, Stephenson. He's in there with plenty of time. Stolen base for Stephenson. It's the second time this year he's swiped a bag. And it shoots him into scoring position. A ball to call on the pitch. 2-0 the count to Santana. Base hit would give Lakeland an early lead. He watches an inside fastball missed by a hair for ball three. Or for ball two. 2-1 the count. Never saw a signal on the pitch that the runner took off for second on. Apparently it was called a strike. So 2-1 the count. Now that's ball three as the fastball dances below the bottom half of the zone. 3-1 the count to Santana. Marauders let a run-scoring chance in the top half of this inning slip away. Urkelani checks and fires. Fastball popped up, shallow center. Dave Snedall, the second baseman, calls it and dances backwards, making a very, very tight catch. Looked for a moment as if he lost it in the shadows, but makes the play in the end for out number one. Huge if you're a pitcher to be able to get a 3-1 shallow outfield or infield pop out. Attack the hitter and hope that he hits an elevator shaft home run. Navigado to the plate now on rehab from Double A Erie. He takes a first pitch breaking ball from Urkelani for strike one. Navigado last year split time between High A Western Michigan and Double A Erie, hit 257 for 56 RBI and 17 home runs. Next pitch he sees is another breaking ball. This time misses below the zone for ball one to even things up at 1-1. Urkelani with Pittsburgh Pirates socks. Pants pulled all the way up to the kneecaps. The 1-1 pitch fouled off to the backstop, ducking out of the way of the ricochet off the netting as the man on deck, Andrew Jenkins, does so in time. 1-2 the count to Navigado. The Oklahoma State Cowboy drafted in 2019. Urkelani set a ball and two strikes the pitch. Called strike three. He freezes him with an outer half fastball. For out number two in the inning and the first strikeout out of the complex for Alessandro Urkelani is a huge one to put him one step closer to getting back into the dugout after the leadoff single. Jenkins to the plate, cleanup man, batting 1-for-4 in the series, 3-for-11 on the season. Watches a fastball at the knees, call the ball though, and it's 1-0. Jenkins does have a triple and 3 RBI so far through the first 6 games of the year. Urkelani checks the runner on second, the 1-0. Breaking ball, well thrown, but call the ball. Must have missed inside if I had to put a bet on it. 2-0 the count. Stephenson takes a unopposed lead off the bag at second. Urkelani watching him, the 2-0 now. Breaking ball, backs up on him, misses inside again, and it's 3-0 to Jenkins. Urkelani does have the open bag to work with at first. All infielders for the Marauders playing very deep towards the outfield grass. The 3-0. Fastball grooved in there. Right over the heart of the plate, taken by Jenkins for strike one. 3-1 the count. No score in the home first. Lakeland with a runner on second. Urkelani set the hitter-friendly 3-1 pitch with two away. Swing and a tip into the glove of Planchard. He squeezes it for strike two and the count full. First inning in single A for Alessandro Urkelani, the San Marino-born right-hander. He comes set at the belt. 3-2, two outs. Man on second. The payoff in the first. Line drive, base hit into right field. That's going to get down and give Stephenson plenty of time to come around and score. An RBI single for Jenkins makes it 1-0 Lakeland here in the home half of the first inning. Good two-strike swing from Jenkins. Went inside out at the fastball. Hit it the other way and hit just softly enough that Braylon Bishop, the Marauder right fielder, didn't have a play at the plate. Manuel Sequeira to the dish now. He takes a breaking ball outer half of the plate, well within the zone for strike one. 1-0 Lakeland now. 20 pitches thrown by Urkelani so far this inning. Next pitch, a breaking ball hit hard toward short. Castillo goes down to a knee to field it. Takes the short route to second to the covering Nadal to end the inning. But Lakeland pick up a go-ahead run here in the first off of a pair of singles. No errors in the inning. And the Tigers leave a man on. We head to the second. Lakeland 1, Bradenton nothing. The score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Hello and welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you as we move to the second inning here. Marauders trailing 1-0. Shaylin Polanco in the batter's box. Pirates number 27 ranked prospect taking his first at bat of 2023. Shaylin was signed on January 15th, 2021. As he cuts and misses at an outer half fastball for strike one to even up the count. Born in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 1-1 pitch, he fouls it off the end of the bat. For strike two. Polanco, outfielder standing at 6 foot tall, bats from the left side. Did appear in the later innings of one spring training game this Grapefruit League season for the Pirates. In the Complex League in 2022, across 37 games, hit 250 for three bombs and 17 RBI. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Polanco fooled by a breaking ball, and he goes down for out number one in the second punch out of the night for Troy Melton. Wyatt Hendry up now. Struggled through the first few games, but really found his stroke last night. Hendry picked up a 2-RBI single in yesterday's contest. He watches a fastball ride down Route 1 for strike one. Bases empty, one away, the 0-1 pitch to Wyatt Hendry. Takes fastball in the dirt, and the count even at one apiece. Wind has shifted here, almost blowing straight out to dead center. Both these teams have yet to hit a home run in the 2023 season. Javier Rivas just missed one on Tuesday night as Hendry lines one towards second over the head of the leaping second baseman Navigado. And it touches down in the outfield grass for a one-out single. Wyatt Hendry now with hits in back-to-back games. Gives the Marauders a shot of energy here in the top half of the second inning. Jauri Custodio to the plate. Was 0 for 2 last night. Did have a crucial sac fly run batted in, though. First pitch, outer half fastball. Ooh, called strike one. Looked to dance off the plate, but ABS says strike one, so no balls and one down in the at-bat to Custodio. Hendry leads off first. Catcher, first baseman, that runs well. Howry takes a breaking ball that misses low and away, and the count even at 1-1. Bright sunshine on half the diamond. Temperatures in the high 70s. 1-1 pitch with one away to Custodio. Driven deep to left field. That one is high. It is deep, but it's going to hang up on the warning track, making a grab running towards the wall is the left fielder, Johnson. He only had about 3 or 4 feet to spare. Custodio just missing a four-bagger. It'll go down as a long, loud, but F7 in the scorebook. Giovanni Planchard up now. Was 2 for 4 last night with a run batted in. That was his first and second hit of the season yesterday evening. Hendry still the runner on first, the pitch. Planchard takes a breaking ball. Bottom half of the zone for strike one. Planchard represents the 8th spot in the lineup tonight. Catcher batting right-handed. The 0-1 takes a fastball well off the plate on the inner half. And the count even at 1 apiece. Chance for the Marauders to take a win tonight and move back to 3-3 on the season. The 1-1. Half-hearted swing from Planchard at a well-thrown breaking ball. Comes up far off of the delivery with the barrel for strike two. Melton looks in. The righty for Lakeland comes set, trying to work back-to-back scoreless frames. Here's his 1-2 with two away. Fastball overthrown, misses about a foot below the strike zone for a ball, and the count even at two. One on, two out, 2-2 count. Deuces wild and then some here to Giovanni Planchard, Marauder catcher. Wyatt Hendry takes an extra step off the bag at first, adding to his leadoff. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the backstop by Planchard. Will do it again. Earns himself at least one more 2-2 offering. Looking at the Florida State League West Division, Clearwater sits atop with a 4-1 record. Their only blemish, the opening night win for Bradenton against the Threshers. Marauders 2 games back at 2-3. The 2-2 again. Geo fouls another one off, this time bouncing back towards the catcher. Rattles off the shin guards. And the count holds. We'll have a third 2-2 delivery of the at-bat upcoming. Pitch number 7 of this battle between the Marauders' Giovanni Planchard and Troy Melton on the mound. Hendry takes a big lead off the bag at first. The 2-2 for the third time. Swing and a miss from Planchard goes down to a 97-mile-an-hour fastball to end the inning. Through 2 innings of work, Troy Melton has a trio of strikeouts, and the Marauders still trail by 1 when we return for the home half on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball as we move to the home half of the second here in Lakeland. Kalani out for another inning of work on the mound for the Marauders. Faces 6, 7, 8 in the Lakeland lineup, starting with Mike Rothenberg. Switch hitting catcher batting from the left side. 3 for 4 on Tuesday night in the opener of this series. Posted 2 RBI and a double, and he drills one deep to right field, but Braylon Bishop has a read on it and makes the routine grab for out number 1. One away in the second, and Carlos Pellegrin coming up now. The center fielder, 1 for 6 in the series, 2 batted in, 4 for 15 so far in the first week of play. Does have 2 stolen bases to his name and 4 RBI across the first 6. Urquhart fires a breaking ball that drops off the table right in the glove of Hendry. A cut and a massive miss from Pellegrin for strike 1. Urquhart trying to bounce back after a run scoring first. His 0-1 pitch grounded hard to the third base side, but it goes about 20, 30 feet foul for strike 2. No balls and 2, the count to Pellegrin. Luke Gold waits on deck for Lakeland. Urquhart at the belt, his 0-2. Breaking ball slips out of the hand, misses about a foot and a half above the strike zone for ball 1. Middle infielder's playing back on the grass for Bradenton. The 1-2. Hard hit ground ball towards third. Scooped up off the dirt by Brannigan. Makes a strong toss to the bag. Right into the glove of Hendry, and plenty of time to retire Pellegrin for out number 2. Brings up Luke Gold, third baseman. Playing his third game of the year. Is 0 for 5 in the first two, has struck out 5 times. First pitch, fastball misses outside from Urquhart for ball 1. Gold, New York native, number 19 ranked Detroit Tigers prospect. The 1-0 from Urquhart. Fastball popped up left side of the infield. Brannigan going into foul territory, calling everybody off, racing around the infield and makes the catch. Jack Brannigan must have run about 30 yards circling the third base bag in and out of fair and foul territory and makes the grab about belt high to end the inning. Urquhart sets down the Tigers in order. We head to the third. Lakeland 1, Bradenton nothing the score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hello and welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you for the top of the third inning here at Publix Field. The Tigers leading your Marauders 1-0 through two innings. Both teams level with two hits apiece. Braylon Bishop leading off this inning, batting from the left side. First pitch to him, he fouls one off to the backstop for strike one. Braylon was 0-for-4 on Tuesday night, did draw a walk. Came around to score, run 0-for-9 on the season, still looking for knock number one. A one-pitch hard-hit ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Navigado scoops it up and throws it just in time to get the speedy Bishop by about a step and a half for out number one. Top of the order back up for Bradenton. The hot bat of Jesus Castillo into the batter's box. Single in the first inning. Marks him at 4-for-8 on the series. Leads the Marauders in batting average, on base percentage, and OPS. First pitch to him from Melton. Jesus takes breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Melton's 0-1. Castillo grounds one to the right side. Well, foul down the first baseline for strike two. Fresh baseball for the righty. Melton on the mound. Here's his 0-2 with one away to Castillo. Breaking ball thrown towards the back foot of Castillo. He gets well out of the way of it. Pitch misses off the zone by a good distance for ball one. Melton rocks. Here's the 1-2. Fastball in the outer half. Check swing from Castillo. No appeal even made by the catcher Rothenberg. A ball in the count even at 2-2. Melton working quickly, the righty. Rocks brings the glove up above the head, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball sails on him, misses a foot above the strike zone, and the count full now to Castillo. Full count, one away. Bags empty, Marauders chasing a run in the third, the full count pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. Jesus Castillo draws a one-out walk. He's reached in both plate appearances tonight now. The seventh time this season, Jesus Castillo has drawn a walk. Has done just an unbelievable job of getting himself on base. He leads off first now with Emmanuel Terrero at the plate. Terrero takes a fastball up and outside for ball one. He grounded it into a fielder's choice his last time up. Did reach base. Marks him at 0-for-15 on the season. A lot of room down the right field line for Castillo. Taking off is Castillo. He's into second base. He's tagged out by a mile, caught stealing. 2-6 on the caught stealing. Second time tonight, Jesus Castillo's been tagged out trying to grab a base. Just like that, two away in the inning. The next offering to Terrero, he takes one low and away. Two balls and a strike to count to Terrero, two and away in the top of the third inning here in Lakeland. Melton comes home. Terrero fouls off an outer half fastball towards the backstop for strike two in the count even. Melton with a fresh rock on the hill. Swing and a miss away from setting down the Marauders in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. Here's the deuces wild pitch. Misses outside. Terrero lays off the heater about half a foot off the dish for ball three to run the count full. Melton takes some time, steps off the rubber, now back on, has just 3 seconds to deliver the pitch. He rocks and fires the payoff. Fastball spiked in the dirt, watched by Terrero for ball four. And the Marauders handed a two-out base runner here in the top of the third inning. Brings up Davis Snedal. He struck out on a four-pitch at-bat back in the first inning. Still leads the team in RBI with three through the first five games. He's only starting his third game here this evening. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch to Nadal from Melton, taking off for second is Terrero. The throw down is not going to be in time to get him. Terrero dances around the tag. It was a great strike by the catcher Rothenberg, but to be frank, misplayed by the shortstop Santana. He ran almost directly in front of the second base bag to receive the throw down, and had he been standing off to the third base side of the bag, he would have had plenty of time to get the tag down, but almost had to reach behind himself to try and tag Terrero out. Was a ball on the pitch now, the 1-0. Fastball grooved in there by Melton to even things up at 1-1. Ball and a strike to Nadal. RBI chance with Terrero standing on second. Marauders were 4-for-12 with runners in scoring position yesterday. The 1-1 fouled off to the net behind home plate. That one, if not for the protective screen, might have ended up in my hand. But if we're being honest, it would have ended up hitting me in the shoulder. Don't know how good my catching abilities are on 85-mile-an-hour foul tips. Ball and two strikes to Nadal, two away. Terrero takes an unopposed lead, the pitch. Fastball misses. Well upstairs, the catcher Rothenberg springs out of his stance, standing upright to grab that one around the shoulder height of the towering catcher. 2-2, two away. Tying run on second for Bradenton here in the top of the third inning. Melton checks on Terrero, the pitch. Breaking ball misses low. Great take by Davey Snedal to run the count full. Third straight full count at bat worked by a Marauder hitter this inning. Melton takes some time walking around the hill. Righty comes set his 55th pitch of the night. The full count offering. Taking off for third is Terrero, but swinging and missing at a fastball right down the middle is Nadal to end the top half of the third inning. Marauders still scoreless through the first three. We head to the home half of the third. Bradenton trailing 1-0 when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, traveling with everybody listening at home into the bottom of the third inning here at Publix Field. Tigers leading the Marauders 1-0 through 2.5 innings played. 9-1-2 set to appear at the plate in the frame for Lakeland, starting with Dominic Johnson, the left fielder. He's 0-for-11 on the season. Has gone down on strikes five times, and he takes an outer half breaking ball from Urkelani for strike one. Two innings pitch, two hits, an earned run, and a strikeout to Urkelani's line on the bump thus far. His 0-1 pitch, fastball Similar spot as the 0-1 breaking ball, trying to tunnel that thing in there, but it misses off the outer half for a ball in the count, even at 1-1 to Johnson. Right-handed hitter. 1-1 breaking ball popped up foul territory first base side. Hendry gives chase for about 4 or 5 steps, but it travels well over the protective screen and about 20, 25 rows deep into foul territory. The chase is on for a gaggle of young fans to secure a souvenir. The 1-2 pitch from Urkelani is a fastball that sails on and misses up and out for ball two. Count even to Johnson. Top of the order man, Seth Stephenson, waits on deck. Urkelani set at the belt. The 2-2 pitch to Johnson. Hard hit ground ball towards second. Davies Nadal shades into the outfield grass. Scoops it up and makes a strong sidearm throw just in time to get Dominic Johnson, who was running hard for the bag at first. Score at 4-3 for the first out of the inning. Stephenson to the plate now. 1-for-1 in the game. Singled, stole the bag, and score a run in the first inning. The decider thus far, but still a heck of a lot of baseball left to be played this evening. Takes a first pitch, changeup, low and inside corner for strike one. Very well located by Urkelani there. Here's the 0-1 now. Fastball sails on him. Probably equaled the height of the bill of the helmet of Stephenson, but over the heart of the plate. Easy call for the automatic balls and strike system. 1-1 the count with 1-0-8. Bases empty. The pitch. Fastball misses outside. Yanks the 93-mile-an-hour heater. Rides the chalk line of the opposite-handed batter's box. 2-1 the count. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball slips. Backs up on Urkelani. Misses well inside. The count 3-1 to Stephenson. Guy with a lot of speed. Not someone you want to put on base for free. Rodder's infield playing very deep on the dirt. Here's the 3-1. Fastball thrown up in the zone, fouled off to the backstop by Stephenson that moves it to a full count. Urkelani hunting his second punch out of the night for a crucial second out to get the speedster Stephenson. Righty set at the belt, the 3-2. Breaking ball driven into center field, racing back on it is Terrero. He won't get there, had a really bad read. Ball bounces all the way to the wall in center field. Stephenson turns on the jets. He's into third with a plenty of time for a one-out triple. Ball was poorly played by Terrero in center. Looked like he was battling with some really tough sunshine in his eyes, though. That time of night where the sun's just above the silhouette of the ballpark and can kind of play tricks on the eyes of outfielders, and looked like that may be what happened there for Terrero. Triple puts Stephenson on third, 90 feet away from scoring his second run of the night. Next batter up, Christian Santana takes one over the heart of the plate. Somehow, ABS read it as a ball, and it's 1-0. Marauders infielders all playing up on the edge of the grass. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes, the count now. Urkelani with a fresh rock on the hill. Right-hander comes set. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch to Santana. Breaking ball misses low, 3-0 the count now. Does have an empty base on first if he wants to dance around the corner here. It would set up the double play. Santana popped up in the infield his last time up, the 3-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball four, but well kept by Planchart to avoid the runner from trying to dash home and score. Men on the corners now with one out for the three-spot hitter, Andrew Navagato. The second baseman down here in Lakeland on a double-A rehab assignment. And a dangerous bat at that at the plate. 257 last year across double-A and high-A. 56 men batted in and 17 home runs. Rare to see that kind of power out of a second baseman. Men on the corners, double played up the middle for the Marauders. Urquhart fires a pickoff throw to first that gets away from Hendry. A run's going to come in to score, moving up to second and sliding in safely is the man on first, Santana. E1 on the pickoff throw allows the run to score, and it's 2-0 Lakeland. So the second time tonight we've seen a pitcher make an error on a pickoff throw. Troy Melton, the righty for Lakeland, made a similar mistake in the first inning. He was not made to pay for it. But Urquhart there, fortunately, surrenders a run on the errant pickoff attempt. Just like that, 2-0 Lakeland the score. Navigado still yet to see a delivery this at-bat. On second now stands Santana. Navigado watches a fastball miss low and away for ball one. Unopposed lead off the bag at second for Santana. Urquhart set. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball bounces in front of home plate for ball two. Clap going around the ballpark, the 2-0. Breaking ball misses well low. Urquhart still searching for the first strike in the 3-0 count, but his fastball misses low and away. Ball four, the second walk of the inning, back-to-back go the free passes. Then on first and second now with just one away, and that draws Rotter pitching coach Matt Ford out of the dugout and to the mound to chat with Urquhart. As we bring up Matt Ford, good chance to talk about the Marauder pitching coach. Mention him every time he goes out there to talk to a Marauder arm on the mound, but really great journey to Bradenton here. Pitched 10 years professionally, featured in the major leagues for the Milwaukee Brewers in the early 2000s. First big-time coaching job was with the Akron Zips of the MAC conference at the Division I level, and the first ever recruit, 40, told me, shared this story with me last night post-game. First recruit he ever signed was Pirates starting pitcher JT Brubaker. Fortunately, Brubaker out for about a year and a half with an injury, but an incredible journey for Matt Ford. Told me he got a phone call from Pirates scouts the night they drafted Brubaker, letting him know that the two would reunite down at Pirate City for spring ball. Mound meeting concluded. First pitch, the next man up. Jenkins is fisted in the right field. That one touched down in the Bermuda Triangle. One run scores for Lakeland, sliding into home with plenty of time as the runner Santana, and it makes it 3-0 Tigers. Moving up to third is Navigado. And on first with his second RBI single of the game is Jenkins. Still just one away in the inning. 3-0 Lakeland the score now. Sakara to the plate. He grounded into a fielder's choice to end the first inning in his only trip thus far. Double play is in effect. First pitch breaking ball to Sakara misses about a foot below the strike zone for ball one. Urquhart looks in for the signs from Planchart. The young righty trying to battle out of one heck of a jam here. The pitch. Breaking ball driven deep down the line and left tailing foul, thankfully for Marauder fans. Gets out of play. Ball very well struck off the bat of Sakara. Got a hanging curveball and launched it at just under 90 miles per hour off the bat. A long, loud strike one. 1-1 the count. One out. Men on the corners for Lakeland. The pitch. Fastball popped up in the infield. Urkelani called off by Wyatt Hendry, the first baseman, who makes a two-handed squeeze with the mitt for out number two. It's a great bounce back from Urkelani. Gave up 2 4-pitch walks, then the fluky RBI single to Jenkins. I'm sure Matt Ford just said something to the sorts of fill up the strike zone and they're going to put the ball in play, and more often than not, it's not going to be a hit. It's just the law of averages in baseball. Two down with Rothenberg at the plate. He takes a fastball that catches the inside corner for strike one. One of the interesting things you always think about for pitchers, bases loaded, situations, don't want to give something over the heart of the plate, but as Urkelani throws a fastball down the middle, but what I was saying, taken for strike two, you really think about it, and you think about the numbers game in baseball. 250 is an honest batting average, so if you're filling up the strike zone, only a 25% chance average-wise the ball gets put into play. The 0-2 from Urkelani is put into play, and it's parked over the right field wall. A 3-run home run for Rothenberg makes it 6-0 Lakeland. First home run of the season for the Flying Tigers Ball Club. Second time a Marauder pitcher has been taking deep, and this game busted wide open here in the bottom half of the third inning. Pellegrin to the plate. He's 0-for-1 tonight. Urkelani trying to pitch out of the jam, or rather pitch out of this rough inning. He misses low and away for ball one. Marauders do have action up in the bullpen. Right-hander getting loose, the 1-0. Swing and a wild miss by the batter. Pellegrin, he goes down in a heap onto the dirt. Athletic training staff immediately out to meet him. And he's in some pain here. Still down on a knee. A wild swing and a miss at a fastball. Kind of just came unglued, for lack of a better term. His bat was going towards the mound. His back leg was sliding towards the catcher. The front leg stepping towards first base, and lost the game a twister that he was playing with himself. But seems to be okay. Manager Andrew Graham and athletic trainer Eric Flores talking to Pellegrin. He takes a couple of practice swings. Trainer inspecting that right shoulder and arm that he seemed to be favoring when he got up off the ground. Medical staff still talking with Pellegrin. 5 runs have come across the inning so far for Lakeland. And they're going to pull Pellegrin out of the ballgame. And a injury replacement for Pellegrin. Yet to see who the pinch hitter is. Unfortunate scenario there. Had 2 RBI in the series before going down there, and Giovanni Planchart's going to see this as his chance to go out there and talk to Alessandro Urkelani. And in one of the funnier pitching changes, or rather pinch hit situations I've seen, the Tigers pull their bullpen catcher into pinch hit and send their other backup catcher on the bench, Sergio Tapia, out to the bullpen to now catch the bullpen the rest of the night. Stretching out in the dugout looks to be Moises Valero. I have never seen a pinch hitter in my years of broadcasting baseball, collegiately, professionally, or college summer ball. I've never seen a pinch hitter come out of the bullpen and into the dugout to take an at-bat. Another example when people ask me, how do you announce baseball all day, every day? It's because you never go to a game and see something you haven't seen before. And this is another one of those examples. Bringing a pinch hitter out of the bullpen. Don't check your ears. That is what I said. A pinch hitter out of the bullpen for Lakeland. It's Moises Valero. Right-handed hitting catcher. Featured in last night's game. Went 3-for-4. The handful of singles. Inherits a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Watches a fastball over the heart of the plate. Called a ball. Either Giovanni Planchart fooled me real good up here, but 2-1 the count regardless. Next pitch, fastball misses upstairs. 3-1 the count. And where the Marauders succeeded last night was cashing in on free bases handed out to him, and the Tigers giving him a taste of their own medicine here. The 3-1 catches the outside corner. Fastball just barely nicks the zone for strike two. The count full to Valero. Ercolani shakes off the first sign from Planchart. Now comes set. The payoff in the home half of the third. Fly ball down the right field line. Chasing after it is Braylon Bishop. He's met by the wall, though, as that one lances on the Pepsi Pavilion in foul territory. Out of play down the right field line. We'll have another 3-2 pitch upcoming shortly here. Fresh baseball for Ercolani on the mound. Has surrendered 5 runs in this inning. The San Marini's right-hander trying to get himself out of it. The payoff again. Misses outside, ball 4. Third man to walk in the inning. And Jonathan Johnston has decided that'll be it for Ercolani. Rodder Skipper out to the mound. He gives the point to the bullpen. And that'll do it for Ercolani. 2 2/3 tossed by Alessandro Ercolani in his single-A debut. Surrenders 5 hits on the day. 5 runs, all of them earned. Still responsible for the man on first. Walked 3, all of them coming in this bottom half of the third, and struck out just 1. We'll have more on the new arm. Looks to be Carlos Amelli coming out of the bullpen. We'll confirm that when we return here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Welcome back to Marauders Baseball. It is Carlos Lamelli out of the bullpen for Bradenton. Right-hander will face Luke Gold. Delivers a first pitch breaking ball in the outer half for strike 1. Gold 0-for-1 in the game. He's the ninth man in the inning to appear at the plate for Lakeland. He hacks and misses at a well-thrown breaking ball on the outside part of the plate for strike two. Lamelli in his second appearance this season tossed a scoreless inning and finished off the ball game against Clearwater over the weekend. Runner goes for second, swing and a miss. That'll be strike three and out number three to end what was a massive inning for the Tigers. Lakeland put up five runs on three hits, one error charged against the Marauders, and a man left on base. We head to the fourth, 6-0 Tigers the score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Hello and welcome back. We're in the top of the fourth now here in Lakeland. Marauders trailing 6-0. After a 5-run bottom half of the third for the Flying Tigers. Melton out for another inning of work for Lakeland. He fires a first pitch fastball that misses outside to Jack Brannigan for ball one. Brannigan 0-for-1 with a ground out to third thus far in the ballgame. Next pitch, breaking ball misses low and away for ball two. 6 innings left, Marauders chasing six runs. Melton rocks, here's the 2-0 to Brannigan. Takes fastball at the belt for strike one. Next offering a breaking ball to Brannigan, watches it miss well below the K zone for ball three. Hitter-friendly 3-1 count to Jack Brannigan, who's been having a lot of fun at the plate as of late. The 3-1. Fastball misses inside, ball four, and Brannigan earns his way on in just 5 pitches to lead off the top of the fourth. Some stretch and toss in the Lakeland bullpen, but not a full warm-up being fired as of yet. First pitch to the next man up, Shaylen Polanco misses outside. Shaylen struck out on 4 pitches back in the second inning. Number 27 ranked Pirates prospect here in his first game of the season. Next pitch. Polanco takes outside part of the plate again, but misses for ball two. And just like last night, some fans saying, come on, Blue. Home plate umpire not making the calls, though. ABS tonight. The 2-0 fastball from Melton hammers into the glove of the catcher, Rothenberg, for strike one. Brannigan leads off first, stole 2 bases so far in the series. The 2-1 pitch. Polanco grounds it hard to the right side, past the glove of the first baseman Jenkins and into right field. Brannigan's going to stop on second, though. Shaylin Polanco was hit with his first hit of the 2023 season. So two on with nobody out for Wyatt Hendry now. The Marauders with a chance to chip away at this deficit. And time called as the catcher Rothenberg relayed the touch signs to the Tiger infielders. Hendry, one for one in the ballgame, had a hard line drive single to reach in the second inning. First pitch, Wyatt takes a fastball that misses inside for ball one. 1-0 the count. Brannigan with good speed on second. Polanco, same story. A lot of agility on the base paths. The 1-0. Hendry takes a fastball right down the middle for strike one. Melton set, ball and a strike, no outs, two on for the Marauders. The pitch to Hendry. Drills a breaking ball down the left field line. That one's going to touch down in fair territory all the way in the corner. Brannigan scores easily from second into third is Polanco, and parked on second base with a stand-up double is Wyatt Hendry. The Marauders played a run to cut the deficit to five. Great piece of hitting by Hendry. He got a 80-mile-an-hour breaking ball right down the middle and made no mistake about it, turned on it and launched it down the left field line. If we had winds like we had in the first two games blowing straight out to left, I think that ball would have surely left the yard. Hit it just under 300 feet, bounced into the corner. Brannigan and Polanco had to wait on it because the left fielder was shifted so far towards the foul line. Looked off the bat, he might have a chance at it, but in the end, nowhere near making a play on that one. RBI double from Hendry. He's really found his stroke at the plate. Second and third now stand the Marauder base runners for Howie Custodio. 0 for 1 in the game, still hunting his first hit of the season. A knock here would likely cut the Marauder chase to just three runs the pitch. Howie takes, fastball inside corner. Looked to be tight to the plate. 0-1 the count. Hendry and Polanco take unopposed leads off the bags at second and third. The pitch. Custodio takes, fastball right down the middle for strike two. No balls and two strikes to Howie Custodio. Huge RBI chance for Bradenton here to pull them within three. The 0-2. Ground ball towards short. That's going to bring a run in. The throw to first is in time to get Custodio, but he does his job, and Polanco scores to make it a 6-2 ball game. RBI ground out for Custodio. RBI in back-to-back games for him. Brings up Giovanni Planchart. He's 0 for 1, struck out in a 7-pitch battle in the second inning. He hit an RBI last night. Chance to start a streak here with a knock. Watches a breaking ball dance on the outer half of the plate for strike one. Bishop in the 9 spot waits on deck for Bradenton. Real positive response here from the Marauders in the top of the fourth. The 0-1. Planchart takes. Breaking ball about a foot, foot and a half outside. Picked up on the backhand by the catcher Rothenberg to keep that one at bay. 1-1, one away. Brannigan the runner on third. Hendry on third for Bradenton. The pitch. Fouled off to the backstop by Planchart. Just miss a elevated fastball at the top of the strike zone. Ball and two strikes the count now. Melton set, the righty eyes Hendry, the runner on third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses up around the shoulders of Planchart for ball two and the count even. 2-2 with one away. Marauders have pushed a pair of runs across already in the inning. The pitch. Fly ball to right. Not sure if it'll be deep enough to tag. Hendry retreats the bag. He touches up, opts not to come home. And rightfully so, is a throw right on the money from the right fielder, Stephenson, after making the catch on the fly out for the second put away of the inning. So Hendry still left planted on third base, and that draws manager Andrew Graham out of the dugout as the pitcher Melton crosses the 70-pitch threshold, and they'll make a call to the bullpen. We'll step aside as the new arm makes the run in from right field out of the Tiger bullpen. When we come back, two outs and a man on third for the Marauders, two across in the inning. 6-2 Tigers, the score here from Publix Field. We'll be back with you shortly on the Marauders Radio Network.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win. Go off to toast the boys again.
Welcome back to Publix Field. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Garrett Apker, the righty from Cal State San Marcos, making his second appearance of the season. Tossed a scoreless inning over the weekend for Lakeland and their openers. His first pitch to Braylon Bishop is a breaking ball fouled off the mask of the catcher Rothenberg for strike one. Apker was an undrafted free agent signed by the Tigers. Did not appear in the complex in 2022. The 0-1 pitch. Bishop takes a hack and a miss at a high fastball for strike two. Wyatt Hendry still left stranded on third thus far. Two across in the inning already for Bradenton. They'd love to make it three. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Bishop. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Marauders, though, eat away at the deficit. They plate two runs off two hits in the frame. No errors charged against Lakeland and a man left stranded on third. We're through 3.5 here at Publix Field. Tigers 6, Marauders 2. The score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, pick out your best Hawaiian shirt and join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, April 22nd for Margaritaville Night presented by Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. With the purchase of a special promo ticket, fans will also receive a free Marauders Hawaiian shirt. Your Marauders will take to the field in special Margaritaville jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Get your tickets for Margaritaville Night now at BradentonMarauders.com. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picordi with you as we move to the home half of the fourth. 6-2 Lakeland the score. Carlos Lamelli out for another inning of work. Faced just one batter in the bottom of the third inning. Struck him out on three deliveries. Faces the nine spot to start the frame. A rollover ground ball towards third. Charge by Brannigan. Strong throw, not in time. I don't know about that call at first, but it goes down as an infield single for Dominic Johnson. He finally gets a base hit, moves to 1-for-13 on the year. It was a great play by Brannigan, and Jonathan Johnson's going to come out of the dugout to argue this call here. JJ adamantly pleading his case, but quickly goes back to the dugout. Man on first is Johnson. Batter in the box is Stephenson. He's got a triple and a single to his name. He cuts and misses at a low and away breaking ball for strike one. Lamelli working out of the stretch. The Marauder righty at the belt. Here's his 1-0 pitch. Fastball groove down the middle, taken by Stephenson for strike two. Fastball that sits around 93. Slider at around 84, 85 from Lamelli. Big lead at first for Johnson. Wouldn't be surprised to see him take off here. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike three. Punch out number two and three batters face for Lamelli, and the first man down in the bottom of the fourth is Seth Stephenson. Brings up Christian Santana. He's walked and popped out to second base in the game. Came around to score a run in the third inning. First pitch to Santana in the home fourth. Fastball on the inner half. Just misses inside for ball one. Santana was 2-for-13 entering the series, 2-for-14 now with the 0-for-1 night thus far. The 1-0 pitch to him will have to wait. A pickoff throw to first, a nifty move from Lamelli, nearly against the base runner Johnson, but he's back with a down and dirty head first slide into the base. Nifty tag applied by Wyatt Hendry, just about a foot late to get the runner. The 1-0, swing and a miss, beautiful slider from Lamelli. Locates it just off the outside part of the plate, but close enough to entice a swing from Santana for strike one to even up the count. Lamelli set just above the belt, the 1-1. Breaking ball, check swing from Santana, ends up catching a piece of the ball with the barrel and fouls it out of play for strike two. Would have been a strike regardless according to the automatic balls and strikes system. Looking at it on the laptop here. Lamelli set the 1-2 pitch to Santana. We'll have to wait. Another pickoff throw, and the ball gets away. Up to second. Standing up is the base runner, Johnson. The second E1 of the night charged against a Marauder pitcher on an errant pickoff throw. Moves the man into scoring position. Johnson up to second. Ball and two strikes, the count to Santana still. Melly trying to put him away for the second out of the inning. The righty set, the pitch. Ball in the dirt, gets away from the catcher Planchart. Up to third now goes the base runner. A wild pitch moves yet another Lakeland runner 90 feet away from scoring. Just put so many options on the plate now. Sack fly, ground out, brings in a run. 2-2 the count, the pitch from Lamelli. Breaking ball fouled off the end of the bat. Blanchard had it bounce in and out of his glove. Smacks his hand against the glove. Wanted that one. 2-2 count to Santana. Lamelli set. Pitch on its way. Misses upstairs in the count. 3-2 now. Full count, one away. Lamelli set the pitch to Santana. Hard hit ground ball to third. Brannigan has a play at the plate. He makes the throw. It's high, but it's in plenty of time to nail the runner at the dish. Score at 5-2 on the put out. Great IQ by Jack Brannigan to realize that ball was hit hard enough, even though he wasn't playing up on the grass, to still fire a throw to the plate. Giovanni Blanchard had the runner tagged out by 5 or 6 feet. Johnson not even bothering to slide into the plate there. And the Marauders stealing out and avoid giving up a run. Reaching first on the fielder's choice is Santana. Navagato to the plate. First pitch he sees is grounded up the middle, bobbled by Davies Nadal. But at the second attempt, scoops it up with the bare hand and makes the throw onto first to end the inning. No runs come across to score for Lakeland. They picked up a base hit and air charge against Lamelli. And one man left on. We've played four at Publix Field, 6-2 Tigers the score, when we return on the Marauders Radio Network.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
Back here for the top of the fifth on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as always. Jesus Castillo leading off the frame. Means we'll see 1-2-3 in the Marauder lineup in this inning. Garrett Apker out for another inning of work. His first pitch breaking ball to Castillo's taken out over the heart of the plate for strike one. The 0-1 offering. Castillo squares to bunt, gets one down, but it bounces just foul for strike two. Seen Jesus reach on two bunt singles already this season, once on Tuesday night here in Lakeland and the other on opening night last Friday at Lecom Park. 0-2 count, the pitch to Castillo. Driven to left center field, racing onto it is the left fielder Johnson. He makes the play for out number one. Brings in Emmanuel Torero. Torero walked his last time up in the third inning. Was left stranded on second base. He takes off-speed delivery down the middle for strike one. Torero is 0-for-15 at the plate so far this season. Still looking for that first knock. The 0-1. Driven to left field. Racing back into the gap and calling off the left fielder is the center fielder, Johnson, for out number two. Well struck by Torero, but just in the wrong direction. Brings up Dave Easton et al. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Bases empty here in the top of the fifth inning for the Marauders. Chasing four runs. First pitched in it at all. Fastball misses about 2 feet above the head of the catcher, Rothenberg, and ends up at the backstop for ball one. Next pitch, fastball upstairs again this time. Rothenberg able to get a glove on it. Keep it in front of him. The 2-0 pitch to Nadal. Fastball misses upstairs again, 3-0. Apker set. The righty's 3-0 pitch to Nadal with two away. Fastball misses high for ball four. Nadal draws the two out. Four pitch, 90-foot free pass. Moves us to the cleanup spot in Jack Brannigan. He's 0-for-1 in the game with a walk and a ground out. Drew a three-pitch walk to lead off the fourth inning in which the Marauders picked up a pair of runs to inch closer to coming back in this one. Nadal with good speed leads off first. Brannigan batting from the right side as always. First offering to him. Jack takes upstairs fastball in the count 1-0. Right-hander Apker set. His one ball offering to Brannigan. Jack takes fastball, misses high and outside. Ball two, six consecutive balls thrown by the pitcher Garrett Apker. Expecting Brannigan will take all the way here as well. The 2-0. Misses upstairs for ball three. Snap throw to first. Diving back to the bag safely with an awkward slide as Dave East Nadal. A ball on the pitch and the count 3-0 now. Right-handed Apker set has thrown seven straight balls. The pitch to Brannigan. Called strike one. He finds one in the zone there to move the count to 3-1. Expect to see Brannigan come unglued if he sees anything over a hardy part of the plate. 3-1, two outs, and it all on first. The pitch to Brannigan. Fouled off. Jack just misses a fastball down the middle, and he knows it too. Rears his head back towards the sky. Takes a walk around the dish. Count now full to Brannigan. 3-2, two away. Nadal will take off with the pitch at first. Apker, the righty, comes set trying to work his way into the bottom half of the fifth. The payoff to Brannigan. Misses outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks puts Brannigan on. Moves Nadal up to second base, and the Marauders, the chance for a little bit of something here in the top of the fifth inning. Back-to-back walks draws the pitching coach, Nick Green, out to the mound. Real patient at-bat from Brannigan. Got ahead 3-0 in a game where he is hitless thus far, but fouls off a good 3-1 offering and then takes one there to earn his way on base for the second time via the walk tonight. Brings in Shaylin Polanco. He's 1-for-2, singled and scored a run last inning. Number 27-ranked Pirates prospect here in his first game of the 2023 campaign. Batting from the left side, RBI chance for him. Nadal with good speed, the runner on second. Brannigan with a lot of acceleration on first. Polanco lines one sharply down the left field side, but it's about 15 rows foul into the seats for strike one. Polanco just missing extra bases and likely a pair of RBI. Apker set the 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and in. Shuffling out of the way of the tight delivery is Polanco. It's a ball in the count even. Nadal and Brannigan not being held on. Infield playing back on the grass on the right side. Both the first and second baseman in the outfield. The 1-1. High swing and a miss from Polanco. Got a fastball that missed the zone by a ways, but chased it for strike two. Ball and two strikes, the count to Polanco. Apker set the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Well blocked by the catcher, Rothenberg, to keep Brannigan and Nadal at bay. 2-2 count. Two outs, two on. The deuce is wild and then some here to Shaylin Polanco in his first game of the season. Apker, the righty for Lakeland, comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Polanco. Time called very late. And a ball, the call on the pitch. It was a pitch clock violation. So a pitch clock violation works it to a full count now. Runners will take off with the delivery. 3-2, two away, the payoff in the top of the fifth from Apker. Misses high and outside, ball four. Shaylin Polanco's loving it. He nods to the dugout. He's fired up. Three straight walks for Bradenton. Load the bases with two outs for Wyatt Hendry. He could tie this game with one swing of the bat. Nadal on third, Brannigan on second, Polanco the runner on first. Hendry, 2-for-2 today with an RBI double and a single. He takes a fastball shoulder high for ball one. Marauders trailed 6-0 after the third inning. If Wyatt Hendry could find a long ball here, it would tie this thing up. Ball and no strikes to Hendry, two away. Apker fires. Hendry takes, breaking ball on the outer half of the plate for strike one called. Count even to Hendry. Doubled his last time up in the fourth to bring in the Marauders' second run of the game. Here's the 1-1 now. Check swing on a breaking ball. I don't think he went, and agreeing with me is the field umpire, Connor Crowell. It's ball two, a neutral count, 2-1 to Hendry. Apker comes set, the righty for Lakeland, trying to pitch out a one heck of a jam here. The delivery on its way. Hendry hacks and misses way late with the swing at a high fastball for strike two to even up the count. 2-2 count to Hendry. A Marauder on every base. Huge chance to shoot themselves back into the ball game here. Apker set, the 2-2 with two away. Hendry goes down looking at a fastball on the outer half of the plate for strike three. And out number three. The Marauders leave the bases loaded. They plate no runs here in the top of the fifth. We're halfway through the game. 6-2 Lakeland the score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth on the Marauders Radio Network. 6-2 Lakeland still our score here at Publix Field. Carlos Lamelli out for another inning of work on the rubber. Faces Andrew Jenkins to start the frame. He fouls one off towards the third base side on deck circle for strike one. Lamelli has struck out a pair, allowed just one hit through an inning and a third. He misses low and away with a breaking ball. And the count moves to 1-1. The 1-1 offering. Breaking ball misses further outside. Bounces past the glove of Planchart to the backstop for ball two. Lamelli comes set with the fresh baseball. The 2-1 pitch. Driven deep to left center field. With a read on it is Terrero. He races back, gets twisted around a couple times, but makes the catch for out number one. Jenkins struck that ball really well, and it's kind of that 10-minute period where sky looks a little blue, a little black, still some cloud coverage. When that ball travels up above the lights, it's real easy to lose in the sky. One away with Sakara at the plate now. He takes an outer half breaking ball for strike one. A 5-run third, the difference so far for Lakeland. The 0-1 pitch is a big cut and a miss. Out in front of the breaking ball, Sakara, and after that one, he calls time to adjust the batting gloves. Great off-speed delivery from Lamelli there. Ready, set, no balls and two strikes to count the pitch. Bouncing ball towards third, charge by Brannigan. Nifty pickup off the grass, throw to first in plenty of time to retire Sakara for out number two. Jack Brannigan has been stout in the field today and honestly all season. Was talking with him post-game yesterday. If anyone tuning in remembers, had two baseballs bounce over his head on awkward hops at third base. One of them off the base, and thought the second one was off the bag late in the game, but Jack told me, as I'll finish that thought in a second, here's the first pitch of the at-bat to Mike Rothenberg. He takes for strike one. Jack told me we were sitting down to dinner last night post-game that with the rain, his footsteps were making divots in the ground, and the ball just bounced straight in a one-inch-deep footprint that popped it straight to the air and over his head as Rothenberg cuts and misses at a back-foot slider for strike two. Time called by the batter, Lamelli. A swing and a miss away from working a 1-2-3 inning. Rothenberg 1-for-2 with a 3-run homer in the third. The pitch fouled off to the backstop. We'll do the 0-2 again. Lamelli has the sign from Planchart. Marauder righty comes set. Here's the 0-2. Misses up and away with a fastball. Ball one in the count to 1-2 now. Still a lot of baseball left to be played. Lamelli can send us to the sixth here, the Marauders have the bats to chase this thing down. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, check swing appeal. No, man. Planchart, Lamelli, and I think everybody on the diamond thought that was going to be called a swing for strike three instead. A ball in the count, 2-2. Lamelli comes set, deuces wild to Rothenberg, the pitch. Misses up and away. Breaking ball backs up on him. And the count full now. Lamelli comes set to payoff. Ground ball towards third. Brannigan backs up on the high hop. Makes a chest high grab and strike to first in time. With a good stretch from Hendry for out number three. Lakeland set down in order in the fifth. We move to the sixth inning. 6-2 Tigers the score when we return on the Marauders Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned.
Welcome back to the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as we move to the sixth inning at Publix Field. 6-2 Lakeland the score. Marauders with 7-8-9 due up in this frame, starting with Howry Custodio. Howry 0-2 with an RBI to his name tonight. Hacks a first pitch fastball up and out of play for strike one. Garrett Apker remains in the game on the mound for the Tigers. The righty working out of an offset windup, toes square to the Marauder dugout. Here's his 0-1. Breaking ball slips out of the hand, misses upstairs in the count, even to Howry Custodio. Still without a hit in the season so far, 0-7. Does have two RBI though, the 1-1. Howry leans out of a tight up and in fastball. 91 out of the hands of Apker, misses. Well off the strike zone for ball two. The 2-1 neutral count offering now. Breaking ball just misses outside. Good frame job by the catcher. Rothenberg had me fooled. It goes down as ball three. A hitter-friendly offering upcoming here to Custodio. Apker set the rock step and the 3-1 home. Misses high, ball four. Custodio knew it when it left the hand. He dropped the bat before the pitch even reached the glove of the catcher, Rothenberg. Fourth walk handed out by Apker. And the Marauders with a leadoff base runner. Here in the top half of the sixth, Giovanni Planchart to the plate. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Custodio with good speed leads off first. Planchart takes a shoulder-high fastball out over the plate for ball one. Giovanni was 2-for-4 yesterday with an RBI. The 1-0 pitch to him. Takes fastball well thrown by Apker. Finds the K-zone with the heater for strike one. Wind has died down a bit here. Lights in full effect. The 1-1 to Planchart. Fouls it off to the backstop. Just misses a high and in fastball. Off the handle of the barrel, or of the bat rather, for strike two. Ball and two strikes to Planchart. Apker is set out of the stretch. Pitch from the right-hander is on its way. Breaking ball misses outside. Easy take for Planchart. Shaking his head no as the ball hit the catcher's glove in the count. Even at 2-2. Custodio takes a 2 or 3 step off the lead of bag at first. The 2-2. Planchart slashes a fastball up and out of play into the seats down the right field side. The count holds at 2-2. Blanchard earns himself at least one more offering in this at-bat. Pitch number 6 upcoming. Apker, the right-hander for Lakeland, fires. Fastball. Ooh, wow, called strike 3. And Gio taps the top of his helmet to challenge, but ABS in effect tonight, so he goes down looking for out number 1. Braylon Bishop in the 9 spot up now. 0-2 in the game, a strikeout and a ground out. Still looking for his first hit of the season as well. Batting from the left side, he takes a late swing and a miss at a very high fastball, well above the zone for strike 1. Marauders have left 7 men on base thus far in the first 5 innings. Next pitch, Bishop lays a bunt down. That's beautifully placed on the left side of the grass, and that's his first hit of the season. Braylon Bishop with a bunt single to get that first knock on the board. And a perfect bunt at that. Off the end part of the bat, it died in the perfect distance in between the catcher, pitcher, and third baseman. Great job by Braylon to get it done. He stands on first now, with Custodio up to second in the top of the order, and the dangerous bat of Jesus Castillo at the plate. Jesus 1-for-2 tonight. The righty Apker set first pitch. Castillo takes. Fastball way inside, called a strike. Castillo backed out of the way as if he thought it was going to hit him there. 0-1 the count. Apker comes set. Custodio on second, Bishop the man on first for Bradenton, the pitch. Castillo takes, similar location this time, call the ball, and it's 1-1. Marauders trail by 4 here in the top of the 6th inning. Righty checks second and fires to Castillo, who fouls one off to the backstop. Jesus jumps up and down after fouling that one off. He knows he just missed a fastball in that middle quadrant of the plate. Ball and 2 strikes the count now. And Manuel Torero waits on deck for Bradenton. Apker set with a fresh baseball in hand. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Castillo. Fastball misses way up and out of the strike zone for ball 2 and the count even. Solid crowd on hand here tonight in Lakeland. Not high in numbers, but high in energy, making some noise throughout the ballgame. Apker set here as his 2-2. Misses low, ball 3 in the count, full to Castillo. Collection of fans in Pirates shirts here tonight as well. The Buccos taking on St. Louis on the road in there. First divisional matchup since the opening series with the Reds. Full count, 1 out. Jesus Castillo at the plate. Here's the 3-2 from the righty Apker. Misses inside, ball 4, and the Marauders load the bases. Back-to-back innings for Bradenton with the bases loaded. And Emmanuel Torero coming to the plate now, but first, manager Andrew Graham of the Tigers out of the dugout. And onto the hill, it looks like he'll make a call to the pen here. And he'll make the point indeed. So a new arm onto the mound for Lakeland. We'll step aside as he makes his way out of the bullpen. When we return, Marauders have the bases loaded with 1 out here in the top of the 6th, and Manuel Torero in the batter's box when we return on the Marauders Radio Network.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Back here in the top of the sixth on the Marauder Radio Network, Ben Pokorny with you. Gregoris Chalas, the new arm on the mound for Lakeland, the right-hander, inherits a bases-loaded jam with one out. And Manuel Torero at the plate. He's 0 for 2 tonight, still looking for base hit number one of the year. A wild sidearm, aggressive delivery from Chalas finds the strike zone in the count 0-1. Righty comes home, misses low and away. A ball in the count even at 1-1. Chalas from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic, same hometown as Davies Nadal on the Marauders. The 1-1 with one away. Torero takes, pitch misses outside, 2-1 the count. Bases loaded, tying run at the plate for Bradenton. Neutral count, the 2-1 pitch. Taken low and away by Torero. Ball three and a hitter-friendly count now worked by the Marauder two-spot hitter. Custodio on third, Bishop on second. Castillo on first. Here's the 3-1 to Torero. Oh, it's called strike two. Torero threw the bat to the dugout. Draw some oohs and ahs from the crowd here at Publix Field. And the count now full. Three, two, one away. Chalas set the pitch. Line drive sinking into the glove of the left fielder and doubled off at second. No, the ball thrown away. Coming in to score on one of the weirdest sacrifice flies I have ever seen is Custodio. And the Marauders push a run across. The ball was smoked off the bat of Torero. Deserved more than a line out, but it went into the glove of the left fielder, Valero. Bishop, the runner on second for Bradenton, like myself, thought that the ball was going to get down for a hit and ran himself nearly halfway to third. Before he turned around when the ball was caught, the throw into second base to try to double Bishop off was late and offline, bouncing high off the dirt and straight into the air. That gave time for Howry Custodio to come in and score and cut the deficit to three for Bradenton. Nadal at the plate now facing Chalas, both from the same hometown. Pitch misses outside, 2-0 the count now. Chalas takes some time, walks around the mound, shrugs his shoulders. 2-0 the count to Nadal with two down. The pitch. Pitch in the dirt, popped up to left. Two men chasing after it. The left fielder collides nearly with the shortstop, but makes the play to end the inning. The Marauders load the bases with just one out, but can't manage to bring in more than one. They cut the deficit to three, though, here in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the home half. 6-3 the score in favor of the Lakeland Flying Tigers when we return on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota.
Back here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you as we move to the home half of the sixth. Bradenton trailing the Lakeland Flying Tigers 6-3. Julian Bosnick enters in relief of Carlos Lamelli on the mound. Bosnick picked up the save on opening night, tossed one inning, struck out a pair of hitters. Zero ERA for the left-hander from the University of South Carolina. First man he faces is the left fielder who entered the game for the injured Carlos Pellegrin. It's Moises Valero. He hacks and misses at a fastball for strike one. Next pitch, another cut and a miss. Well-thrown fastball in the outer half for Bosnick at strike two. Bosnick features a fastball-curveball mix. Here's the 0-2. Blazing fastball. Called strike three. Heater just catches the bottom of the zone, and Valero goes down looking for out number one on three pitches to start the home sixth for the Tigers. A good a start as any for Julian Bosnick. Now facing Luke Gold. First pitch fastball driven to right center field. That one going into the gap. Making the catch on the run is Braylon Bishop. He shows off his range and speed to make a play on a well-struck ball for out number two. Brings up the nine-spot man, Dominic Johnson. He picked up his first hit of the season on a swinging bunt his last time up. One for two tonight, and one for 13 on the year. Does have an RBI in the series. He takes a fastball in the outer half of the plate for strike one. Bosnick working quickly. Here's the 0-1. Fastball catches the low and inside corner for strike two. Bosnick a swing and a miss away from a seven-pitch inning. Here in the bottom of the sixth, the lefty rocks and fires. Misses low with the fastball, taken all the way by Johnson for ball one. Left-hander for Bradenton set, nods. Here's the 1-2 with two away. Fought off foul. Johnson does well to extend the arms out to a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Spoils it away to earn another delivery. 1-2 count, two outs, bags empty. The pitch, breaking ball looped in there. Just misses low. Giovanni Planchart thought it might have caught a piece of the K-zone, but it does not. 2-2, two outs. Bosnick fires home. Breaking ball misses low and inside, bouncing away from Planchart to the backstop, and the count full. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat upcoming here to Dominic Johnson. Bosnick, the lefty set. Here's the payoff pitch in the home sixth. Fouled off. Ricochets hard off the advertising board behind home plate, and another 3-2 offering earned by Johnson. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming out. Fresh baseball relayed to Bosnick on the mound. Pitch number 12 of the inning for the Marauder left-hander. Shakes off a few signs, now has one he likes. The payoff again. Breaking ball spoiled off. Grounded into the Marauders dugout. Foul on the third base side. The third two-strike offering fought foul by Dominic Johnson. He's working a great at-bat here against Bosnick. Lefty set. The third 3-2 pitch. Ooh, misses just low for ball four. Johnson did really earn his way on base there. Foul off, 3-2 strike offerings in and around the strike zone. Earned his way on base in 9 pitches there to send it back to the top of the order in Seth Stephenson. He's 2-for-3, and Bosnick's got the runner picked off first, and Johnson will be tagged out. A pickoff move by Bosnick ends the inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and with Johnson getting picked off of first, there's no men left on base. We're through 6 in Lakeland. Tigers 6, Marauders 3. The score when we return on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leacon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us at Leacon Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Stay away from the dark side of the force, Marauders fans, and join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle.
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball here in the top of the seventh. Jack Brannigan leading off. He takes a well-thrown fastball in the outer half for strike one. Chalas working quickly, goes right back to the heater. Brannigan fights it off foul back behind home plate for strike two. 6-3 Lakeland the score as we enter the back third of this ball game. Marauders were down 6-0 after the third, managed to put up three. In the fourth and sixth combined, Brannigan takes a inside breaking ball for ball one. 1-2 the count. Brannigan has walked twice and grounded out tonight. Here's the 1-2. Fights off a fastball, foul back behind home plate, into the seats. And another 1-2 pitch coming to Brannigan here. Come around to score a run on one occasion. Here's the 1-2 again. Hard hit ground ball toward short, charged by Santana. Fielded cleanly, thrown to first. Oh, man! Jack Brannigan looked to be safe by a mile at first. He's called out, and Jonathan Johnson is sprinting across the diamond to discuss this one with our field umpire, Connor Crowell. I agree with JJ here. Brannigan runs exceptionally well. Jack, a quiet guy on the diamond, too. He instantly turned to the umpire and signaled safe. He thought he was in there by a good distance, and so did I. Casey Harms staying out of the way, letting JJ handle this discussion.
Thank you.
a legitimate gripe here, I think, for Jonathan Johnston, Marauders manager. Brannigan looked to beat out that infield single and taken away from him there. It's unfortunate to see him called out at first. JJ is going to take his time walking back to the dugout. You can see the Marauders skipper not happy, and I'm right there with him. Brings up Shaylen Polanco. He's walked, struck out, and singled in the game. Fouls off a first pitch heater on the outer half to the backstop for strike one. Hole in one with one away, the pitch to Polanco. Drives it down the left field side, but it gets well foul and out of play for strike two. 0-2 with one out to Polanco. Batting from the left side. Schloss comes set the pitch. Fastball sails on and misses up and away for ball one. Ball and two strikes, one out here in the top of the seventh. Marauders chasing three runs. The pitch to Polanco. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two down in the inning. Brings up Wyatt Hendry. He's had a great night. Double, a single, an RBI to his name. Did strike out looking with the bases loaded in the fifth his last time up. Bags empty. First offering, Wyatt takes a fastball high and tight. Leans the shoulder out of the way. Misses him barely for ball one. The 1-0. Fastball in the outer half taken in the count even at one apiece. Some heat lightning can be seen off in the distance here in Lakeland beyond the right field wall. 1-1 pitch, Hendry with a wave and a miss at a sinker on the outside corner for strike two. Chala set the 1-2 pitch. Hendry pops it up. Shallow left field, shortstop back to make the play. He falls to his backside but still makes the catch. Battling the light poles, but winning the fight in the end and securing the third out. Marauders set down in order after a controversial call at first. Saw Brannigan retired to lead it off. It's stretch time in Lakeland. 6-3 Tigers the score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Seventh inning stretch done here in Lakeland. We're back on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you in the bottom half of the seventh frame. 6-3 Tigers the score, leading your Marauders. Julian Bosnick out for another inning on the hill. First pitch, breaking ball to Seth Stephenson is well thrown. The batter swings right over the top of it for strike one. Stephenson was at the plate when Dominic Johnson was picked off to end the sixth. He squares to bunt, pulls back, pitch is called a strike regardless, and it's 0-2. Five-run third inning, the difference so far. Lakeland has been hanging on to the lead. Next pitch from Bosnick. Fastball misses well off the plate, sliding to his right and catching it on the backhand is Planchart. 1-2 the count. Bosnick set. The Marauder lefty comes home to Stephenson. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Count even at 2 now. Santana waits on deck for Lakeland. Marauders, when they get back up to the plate, have 6 outs to try and find 3 runs. The 2-2 pitch. A fisted line drive into the diving glove of Wyatt Hendry at first. He moved to his left towards the foul line. A slowly hit sinking ball that Wyatt dove for right on the chalk and made a nifty catch for out number 1. Brings up the 2-spot man, Santana. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Has popped out, walked, and reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch to him from Bosnick. Breaking ball ended up right down the middle in the glove of Planchart, but it's called the ball, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball sails on him. Misses way upstairs, and it's 2-0. Bosnick trying to re-hone in on the K-zone. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball well thrown. Call the ball. Check swing. Says no. It's 3-0 the count. Pitches in the strike zone according to the ABS I'm watching on my laptop. And the 3-0 fastball misses upstairs for ball 4. Very weird there. Balls 2 and 3 on the pitch tracking system through Major League Baseball that I watched during the game had them in the strike zone, but balls on that occasion. 4-pitch walk to Santana brings up Navigado here on rehab assignment from AA Erie. He takes a fastball low and inside corner for strike 1. Navigado has struck out looking, walked, and grounded out tonight. Did score a run when he reached in the third via the free pass. The 0-1 with one away from Bosnick. After a long pause here, Julian still set. Now the pitch. Fastball misses outside the count 1-1. Leading off first is the runner Santana. Bosnick set the 1-1. Fastball, upper part of the zone, check swing appeal. No, says our field umpire Connor Crowell, and it's ball 2. Neutral count, 2-1. Bosnick's trying to send the Marauders back to the plate here and try to eat at that 3-run deficit. The lefty's 2-1 pitch. Fastball popped up, foul and out of play over the Lakeland dugout on the first base side. A strike in the count even at 2 now. Time called by the batter Navigado. Bosnick looks in for the signs from Planchart. Marauder lefty comes set just above the belt. Eyes down the runner Santana. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball misses well upstairs, and it's a full count now. Jenkins waits on deck. He's 2 for 3 with a pair of runs batted in tonight. Full count, 1 away. Bosnick eyes down the runner and comes home. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Elevated fastball gets Navigado swinging for out number 2. Second punch out of the outing for Bosnick, and that brings up Jenkins. Jenkins batting from the right side. First baseman, as I mentioned, 2 for 3, 2 RBI. Takes a first pitch fastball low and away that eats up the outer part of the zone for strike 1. Hendry holding the runner Santana tightly at first. Bosnick with a good pickoff move that we've already seen work once tonight. Long pause, now the 0-1. Changeup misses low and away, and the count 1-1 now. Bosnick comes set, still staring at Santana now quickly with the 1-1. Fastball's fouled up and out of play, a strike in the count 1-2. Bosnick a swing and a miss away from back-to-back scoreless innings worked down the hill for him. Lefty comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike three. People booing the home plate umpire. They should be booing the computer up in the press box. Bosnick punches out a pair in the home seventh. And we move to the eighth inning with the Tigers leading 6-3 when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Leecon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leecon Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th.
Hello and welcome back for the top of the eighth. Ari Custodio leading off for Bradenton. He watches a fastball miss outside. New arm on the mound for Lakeland is the lefty. Cliverth Perez, his next pitch, catches the zone low and away and evens up the count to Custodio at 1-1. Howery is 0-2 with an RBI tonight, walked and scored a run in the sixth. 1-1 breaking ball bounces in front of home plate, but Custodio offers at it for strike two. Perez's 1-2, ripped to left field, and that'll touch down in front of Valero for a leadoff single for Custodio, his first hit of the season. Waited on a hung breaking ball and drilled it into the grass and left. Brings up Giovanni Planchart, who's 0-3 with two strikeouts and a flyout tonight. Perez set the pitch. Planchart watches a fastball for a called strike on the outside part of the zone for strike one. Marauders down 6-3 here in the top of the eighth. Not out of this ballgame yet. Planchart takes a big swing and a miss at an outer half fastball for strike two. Perez looks in. Righty comes set just above the belt. The pitch. Fastball just misses. 1-2 the count now to Planchart. Perez trying to work quickly. Stares down Custodio. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Planchart strikes out for the third time tonight, and there's one down in the eighth. Brings up the nine spot in Braylon Bishop. He's 1-3 tonight. Picked up his first hit of the year back in the sixth with a bunt single. And because of that, the third baseman Gold plays all the way up on the grass down the third base side. First pitch, Bishop takes, fastball called, strike one. Custodio leads off first, held on by the first baseman Jenkins. Next pitch, a breaking ball. Bishop does well to lay off of it, low and away for ball one. Top of the order, and Jesus Castillo waits on deck. He represents the tying run. The 1-1 pitch. Bishop fouls one off back towards the net behind home plate. Bounces down onto the field. Foul for strike two. Ball and two strikes to Bishop. The pitch leans out of the way of a high and inside fastball. That one nearly caught him up around the helmet. A ball in the count, 2-2 now. Bishop adjusts the batting gloves. Now steps in. Perez set. Here's the 2-2. Hard hit ground ball through the left side and into the grass. A one-out single for Bishop. His second hit of the night keeps the line moving and brings the tying run to the plate for Bradenton. Great piece of hitting from Braylon Bishop. Got a fastball on the outside part of the plate and hit it where it was pitched. Gold, the third baseman, was playing tight to the grass with the bunt threat of Bishop. And it went just a few feet past his glove. Two on with one out now for Jesus Castillo, batting from the right side facing the lefty Perez. First pitch. Jesus takes fastball. Catches the top of the zone for strike one. Lefty has the sign, looks at Bishop, the runner on second, or Custodio rather. Next pitch, Castillo grounds one up the middle. Four, stepped on the bag, and thrown to first for the double play. Marauders leave two on after a pair of singles from Custodio and Bishop here in the top of the eighth. We go to the home half, 6-3 Tigers. The score still when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Yeah.
Back here for the bottom half of the eighth at Publix Field. Ben Picorni with you as we enter this frame. Tigers leading your Marauders 6-3. Junior Tebow, the righty, onto the mound for Bradenton. The Sabana Grande de Boya native from the Dominican Republic has tossed one inning, surrendered a solo home run on Sunday against Clearwater. First pitch is an outer half fastball that just misses the zone to Manuel Sequeira for ball one. Sequeira 0-3. Grounded into a fielder's choice. Popped out to second and rolled one to third. 1-0 fastball. Wild swing and a miss from Sequeira for strike one. Tebow set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball fouled off to the backstop for strike two. Bounces off the net and into the hands of Mike Rothenberg. The Tiger in the on-deck circle gets a couple of cheers from the crowd. Tebow comes together. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the righty. Driven in the right field. In on it is Braylon Bishop. He's got a read, and he makes the catch for out number one. As routine as a fly ball can get. Brings up the switch hitter, Mike Rothenberg. Mentioned him in the on-deck circle previously, batting from the left side, facing the righty, Tebow. Rothenberg, 1-for-3 in the game. A ground out, a fly out, but the big number is his 3-run home run. Back in the third inning, he hacks and misses at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. That 3-run homer is the winning run technically at this point in the ballgame. If not for it, it'd be tied at 3 apiece. Rothenberg watches a back foot breaking ball miss inside for a ball in the count. 1-1 now to the Lakeland 6-spot man. 1-1 pitch, fastball. Misses about a foot outside for ball two. Tebow nods at the signs from Planchart. The 2-1. Fastball just misses above the belt. And a 3-1 hitter-friendly count now to Rothenberg. Tebow has the signs. The hitter-friendly 3-1 pitch. Fastball grounded hard down the first base side, but bouncing about 5 feet foul past the line. Ricochets off the padded wall in foul territory, and Braylon Bishop, the Marauder right fielder, will jog over and toss that one off the diamond to a couple of young fans on the first base side. Full count now to Rothenberg. Tebow trying to set down the first two in order. Hard throwing righty comes set at the belt. Here's the 3-2 pitch with one away. Misses low and in, ball four. Rothenberg works his first walk of the night, second time he's reached. And that moves it down to Moises Valero. Valero has walked and struck out looking in the game. Entered for the injured Carlos Pellegrin in the third inning. Inherited a 1-1 count and worked a full count walk. First pitch to Valero, fastball overthrown. And into the dirt for ball one. Double play depth up the middle for the Marauders. Wyatt Hendry holding the runner Rothenberg on tightly at first. Tebow's 1-0. Fastball draws a big cut and a miss. Well thrown, low and away. Planchart squeezes it for strike one. Gives a point with the glove right as he caught it to Tebow. Knew that he nailed his spot there. Tebow at the belt. Here's the 1-1 with one away now. Bouncing ball towards third, but it'll kick foul towards the Bradenton dugout for strike two. Six-3 Tigers the score here in the bottom of the eighth. Tebow just trying to keep his ball club within 3 runs and see if they can pull off a comeback in the ninth. The 1-2. 6-4. And Davies Nadal drops the ball on the transfer. Taylor-made double play. But Nadal could not get the ball out of his glove. And Valero reaches on the fielder's choice. There's two down. Luke Gold at the plate now. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Pop out, line out, and a strikeout to his name. First pitch to him from Junior Tebow. Fastball that catches the low and in corner for strike one. Valero leads off first after reaching on the fielder's choice. The 0-1. Fastball draws a big wave and a miss. Thrown just below the zone. Great location from Tebow. It's a purpose pitch trying to either get that swing and a miss or induce a ground ball. 0-2-2 away. The pitch popped up. Elevator shaft home run on the left side of the infield. Brannigan calls it and makes the catch for the third out. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and a man left on here in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Tigers. We head to the ninth. Marauders chasing three. They got three outs to work with to try and tie this thing up when we return on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, last wraps for the Baby Buckos. They trail 6-3 here in the top of the ninth inning, facing Perez on the mound for another frame. And Manuel Torero takes a fastball for strike one. He's 0-2 tonight. Has reached on a fielder's choice. He shows bunt. Pulls back, but the pitch is called a strike. Reached on a fielder's choice, flied out. Has walked and swiped a bag, also had a sacrifice fly back in the sixth inning to give him an RBI. The 0-2, fastball misses far outside off the plate for ball one. The 1-2 pitch from Perez to Torero. Hard hit ground ball, shoots off the bat, foul down the left field line. Bouncing off the tarp on the warning track. Count holds at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, popped up, playable, foul territory, third base side. And Gold makes the catch for out number one, Torero. 0-3 on the night now. Brings up Davies Nadal. He's 0-3, two strikeouts, a walk, and a flyout to his name. Rodgers need three runs before the Tigers can pick up two outs here to keep the game alive. First pitch fastball, letter high to Nadal. Call the ball, and it's 1-0. Perez working with a quick purpose on the rubber. Here's his 1-0. Swing and a miss from Nadal. For strike two in the count, even. Or strike one, pardon me. One's across the board, 1-1 count, one out. Bags empty, the pitch on its way. Breaking ball misses just upstairs. A ball in the count, 2-1 now, a neutral offering upcoming. Perez fires. Nadal fouls it off to the backstop for strike two in the count even. One away the pitch. Called strike three, Nadal watches it right down the middle for out number two. And that's a miss pitch there from Perez in a 2-2 count. He threw it in the middle quadrant of the strike zone. Nadal took it. Jack Brannigan up. He's the last hope for the Marauders here to keep this game alive. He watches a first pitch fastball outside in the count 1-0. Pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner low and away for strike one. Count even to Brannigan. Jack 0-2. Pair of ground outs to third and a pair of walks. 1-1 pitch rolled towards short. This should do it. Bouncing ball fielded and thrown to first. Game over. Tigers take this one 6-3. Marauders drop game three of the six-game road trip. Game ends in 2 hours and 36 minutes here tonight. A game in which the Marauders out-hit Lakeland 7-6. But it's the first column on the board that matters more. Frustrating game for the Marauders. They ended up leaving 10 on base, and the woes that we had seen a lot throughout the first few games of clutch hitting showed up tonight. Bradenton just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. 10 men left on base. Defense also committed 2 errors on the evening. It was a 5-run fifth inning with a 3-run bomb mixed in that gave the Tigers their comfortable breathing room. They led 6-0 after the first third of the ball game. Marauders fought back with a pair in the fourth. Loaded the bases in the fifth but did not score. Loaded the bases in the sixth and plated just one with one out. Had men on first and second with one out in the eighth, and a double play ended the inning. 6-3 the final. Lakeland gets the win. Credited with the victory is Chalice. The loss for the Marauders goes to Alessandro Eric Kalani, his first of the season and his first start. Credit Perez with the save, his first of the season. Tough ball game to take. If you're Bradenton and where you took your free passes, you got on base, but were unable to capitalize. The Marauders drew 8 walks in the ball game. But a glaring number was the 1-2-3-4 looking strikeouts on the night for Bradenton. 2 of those with the bases loaded. Be right back at it here tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch at Publix Field. Marauders will look to even up the series at 2-2. They drop to 2-4 with the loss tonight. Moves them 3 games outside of first. Lakeland up to 4-2. Keeps them within a game of the division-leading Clearwater Threshers. Marauders with no expected starter yet tomorrow listed, but can find that information on the Bradenton Marauders Twitter. About an hour, hour and a half before first pitch tomorrow night. Still a chance to win the series if Bradenton can sweep the remaining 3 games here in Lakeland. Very doable. This team showing signs positively on offense. The bullpen with a stout night. Lakeland didn't score a run in the last 6 innings of the contest this evening. So the pieces are there. It's just about getting them all to fall together. And one beautiful picture we call a winning baseball game. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders. Thank you for tuning in here tonight from Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida. The final once more, the Flying Tigers 6, your Marauders 3. See you tomorrow night for game 4 of the series. Right back here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Self, yeah, could
country loved. And mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy gold refine. Till of success. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties.
America,
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 I love you, America.